So let's review. Our shiur began with the Gemara continuing to explain the halachas of the Mishnah on the previous daf. We put an egg through a mustard strainer, even though the parts of the egg are being sorted. Since the intention is not to separate the egg, but to provide color to the mustard. Itmar, chardel shaloshim erev Shabbos, mustard that was kneaded before Shabbos, but requires adding water and mixing on Shabbos. The Gemara records four opinions about what may be done. Amar Rav, memachay bekli avalei biyad. He may mix it with a utensil, but not by hand, since it mixes more thoroughly by hand. Rashi explains, zehu shinui shaloi. According to Rav, mixing it bekli is in this case unusual. Amar Shmuel, memachay biyad ve'ein memachay bekli. He may mix it by hand, since it is an unusual way to mix, but not with a utensil, which is the normal way to mix it. Shmuel holds, even though it mixes better by hand, people generally use a utensil when preparing food for human consumption. Rabbi Elazar Omer, echadzeh ve'echadzeh aser. It may not be mixed at all, neither by hand nor by kli. This opinion was followed by Abaye and Rava, and Rav Chiya bar Ashi, but not by Zeira, whose wife would mix mustard for him on Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, echadzeh ve'echadzeh mutter. It may be mixed both by hand and by kli. Although Rabbi Yochanan ultimately retracted this opinion and followed the previous opinion of Rabbi Elazar, that it may not be mixed at all, Mar Zutra maintains this position and even permits adding honey as long as lo yitrif el ma'arv, one does not beat the mixture but simply stirs it. The Gemara rules similarly about mixing chopped cress with oil, vinegar, and mint, or mixing ground garlic with beans. It may be stirred but not beaten. The Mishnah said, V'oisin anumlin b'Shabbos. We may make a drink of wine, honey, and pepper on Shabbos. The Braisa adds, V'ein oisin aluntis. However, we may not make a drink of old wine, clear water, and balsam because it was used for therapeutic purposes and refuah is prohibited on Shabbos. People would generally not drink it to quench their thirst. They would drink it to cool the body after bathing, as evident in Rabbi Yosef's remarks about its tremendous cooling effects. Zok the Mishnah. Ein shayrin es achiltes bepeishrin, aval noisin l'teich achaymetz. One may not soak chiltes in warm water, which was used for therapeutic purposes, but may put it into vinegar, which was used as a condiment, as a dip. Ve'ein shayrin es akashinen v'loi shafenoisin. Kashinen are a type of bean used for animal feed. We may not put them in water so that the refuse floats to the top to be able to remove it, nor rub them to remove the refuse, because all this is bayir, sorting. Aval noisin l'teich achvaro oy l'teich akakala. However, we may store them in a sieve or basket, even though some of the refuse will fall through the holes and it will become somewhat sifted by itself. This would be a davar she'ein miskaven, unintentional and not a psik resha, not inevitable, and therefore mutter. In kaivin es atev mechvar, one may not sift straw with a sieve, v'lo yitnenu al gabi mokum gevoi b'shvil she'yerid hamoitz. He also may not put it in a sieve on a high place so that the chaff should drop down through the holes. These two are boyer sorting. However, he may take straw with the sieve and put it into the trough. Even though some of the chaff will sift itself out, it's a davar she'ein miskaven, unintentional, and not a psik resha, not inevitable, and therefore mutter. Regarding the first halacha of the Mishnah, ein shayrin es achiltes, not soaking the chiltes in warm water, the Gemara at first suggests that this is an issa d'oraisa, but Abaye disagrees and says, midrabanan. It's only midrabanan. A person should not do the same activities he does during the week. Rabbi Ali holds that it is usher to soak chiltas, even in cold water. The Mishnah singled out warm water since it follows Rabbi Yossi's lone opinion that it is mutter in cold water. The Gemara explains, chiltas was used to treat yukra deliba, chest pains, obviously non-life-threatening, for otherwise it would clearly be permitted because of bekuach nefesh. The Gemara also points out that one may drink chiltas because healthy people sometimes drink it as well. The machlokes is only whether one may soak it, at least in cold water. The Gemara relates that when on a three-day regimen of chiltas to alleviate chest pains, Rav Acha bar Yosef was permitted to mix it in cold water and then put it out in the sun, even according to the Rabbanan who don't normally allow mixing it with cold water, since discontinuing a regimen can be dangerous. The Gemara relates another incident with Rav Acha bar Yosef regarding freshly laundered clothing. Right after being washed, the clothing can be pretty stiff. Rubbing it softens it and also makes white clothing brighter. Rav Acha bar Yosef was told by Rav Safra that he may rub a freshly washed shirt because in a shirt, one's main intention is to soften the material. Rav Huna had taught that one may not rub a freshly washed headscarf because in a headscarf, one's main intention is to brighten it. The Gemara now tangentially teaches another halacha of a freshly laundered shirt with regard to muktzah. If a freshly washed shirt has poles stuck inside of it to help spread it for drying, one may remove the shirt from the pole since you are not directly moving the poles, which are muktzah. But one may not remove the pole from the shirt since the pole is muktzah. Kli kavai, weaver's poles, which are a kli, a utensil, would be an exception. Although they are a kli shemachte le'iser, a utensil meant for forbidden labor, they may be moved le'tzarech mekaymai if one needs the place it occupies, in this case, the inside of the shirt. Rav Chisda gives 13 bits of advice to Talmid Chacham, mostly about maximizing limited foods such as how to ration and divide bread, which type of bread to eat, and maintaining clothing if they are poor. He also advises them about maintaining their dignity by not giving their clothing to be washed by their hostess. Rav Chisda also gave 8 pieces of advice to his daughters about how to remain attractive to their husbands and how to act during marital relations. Zok the Mishnah, Garfin melifne hapatim u'mesalkin litzdaden mibne harei divrib daisa. We may sweep dirt from a feeding trough before an ox that is being fattened for slaughter and move food over to the side so that it doesn't get ruined. Bacham oisrim. Bacham prohibited both of these activities. The Gemara explains that all agree that it's usa to sweep eibush shel karka, a trough on the ground, since by sweeping it he would be mashvagumais, evening out the holes in the ground, which is an isra of baina. The machlekes is only be'evish shel kli, sweeping a trough that is a utensil. Reb Deisa says it's mutter, it's permitted, there is no reason to forbid it. The Chacham say it's aser because of gezeira otur shel karka, he might sweep even the trough on the ground. Regarding mesalkin litzdaden, moving aside excess feed, Reb Deisa permits it, the Chacham forbid it because it involves tiltul shelo letzarech, unnecessary exertion. The Mishnah said, we may take feed from before one animal and place it before another animal. Abai explains that we may take food from in front of a donkey that does not drool and is not picky about food and put it in front of an ox that drools and is picky about food because he will eat it. But we may not take food from in front of an ox that drools and then put it in front of a donkey since the donkey will not eat it and is therefore considered muktzah.